This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last week, Julia Gillard grabbed headlines by saying she was now going to reveal the real her. She was going to bust out from the spin doctors and the political advisors and start showing us the real face of Julia Gillard. Well, somebody who is very familiar with the real personality of Julia Gillard is her biographer, Jacqueline Kent, who's the author of The Making of Julia Gillard. And she's with me now. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Morning, Katrina.
You just must be in Penguin's good books.
Yes, they're still talking to me, which is nice.
Was it just good fortune that you happened to write about Julia Gillard at the right time? Or did you have a hunch that she was really on the cusp of becoming the next big thing?
I would love to say that I was... I thought the chances were pretty good. I'd love to say that I had some kind of extraterrestrial knowledge, but I don't. But it did seem that she was going to be somebody who had had a remarkable career already and was going to have an even more remarkable one. So she struck me as being a pretty good bet, yeah.
Yeah, it was certainly good timing, though, that this book was out, you know, late last year, and this year has really been a massive year for Julia. Were you surprised by the Julia Gillard that we saw at the beginning of this election campaign? Was that consistent with the person that you thought she was?
It's an interesting question, isn't it? I've been thinking about this one. The answer is no, not really. But I think part of the problem is when she's uncomfortable, I think she tends to sort of talk in boilerplate cliches. I mean, this has been a feature of her all through, I think. I mean, you know, the education revolution and working families and all that stuff that she's been saying. And it's not that she doesn't believe it, and it's not that it's not sincere. It's just that it's a kind of a fallback position for her. And I think that she had to really make a pretty big paradigm shift, because from the 24th of June, she was being someone, she wasn't sort of the loyal deputy. She was the one who was running the game. And that is a big change. I'm not surprised it's taken her a couple of weeks to get into it.
Just
actually.
To adjust. So you think we are seeing the real Julia now?
I think we're seeing a lot more of the real Julia. I think that, yeah, she's a lot more easy. I mean, you can see it in her body language. I was hoping this would happen just for her own sort of level of comfort, really, because she's not really someone who's very good at script. She's much better and much easier relating to people in a more informal way, and I think that's what we're seeing more of right now.
We've only got a few weeks left before the nation has to make a decision about who's going to be our next Prime Minister, and we really haven't had much time to see Julia Gillard in this role. But let's try and find out a little bit more about her past now. I mean, what were the formative influences in Julia Gillard's early life?
I think basically the fact that she was born outside Australia, she comes from Wales, as her family, her parents were born in South Wales, and so was she, and so was her sister Alison. I think the fact that she came as an immigrant, as a small child, is crucial because, first of all, it was a place that her parents chose to come to for a better life. So I think she's always been very conscious of the difference between the life that her parents had, which was pretty dismal, I think, and the life that they now have in Adelaide, which is a lot more comfortable and pleasant and freer and all that sort of thing. So that is part of it. I think really the important thing is her immigrant status. I think also the fact that her parents had very little opportunity for education. She said this herself repeatedly, and I think it really is something that is quite deep, goes quite deep with her. The fact that her parents had no chance at a decent education, and she did, is something that she is always very mindful of.
What took her into politics?
What led her into politics? Well, her parents, particularly her father, was a good Welsh Labour man, and they were very keen on Aneurin Bevan, who was the Welsh MP and minister who set the national health in Britain up in the early 50s. And his particular kind of non-union, well, he's very strong unionist, but his particular kind of making sure that good things happened right across the board, or trying to make things easier for the working man, I think is something that she kind of imbibed with her, got into with her DNA, really. I think that's very important also.
I'm speaking with Jacqueline Kent. She's the author of the biography, The Making of Julia Gillard. What would you say are Julia Gillard's big passions then? Obviously, you've mentioned education, and that comes from her background. But what are the other things that really drive her?
I think education is one. I think equality of opportunity, I think, is one of the things that drives her. I think she is very keen. I mean, when she says that she wants everyone to have access to a decent health service and a decent education system, I think she absolutely means that. There are sort of political reasons why she has decided to go for those things, because I think they're not only traditional good Labour Party issues, and she is a very much Labour Party traditional person, but I think there's something that that most voters regard as important also. So it's kind of good that what is something that she really cares about is something that, you know, most other people care about also.
What qualities does she have that have enabled her to thrive in politics for all this time?
I think the first one, I think, is, I mean, she'll talk about things like, I'm very determined and all the rest of it. Well, you can be as determined as you like and still go down. You need a bit more than just sort of determination. What she does have, and I think it's a really interesting quality, and it is a successful political quality, she has a certain kind of passion allied with detachment. She's got, and what I mean detachment, what I mean is she can look at herself objectively, more objectively, because she's got a bit of a sense of, she's got a good sense of humour. And what a sense of humour does, it enables you to just step back a bit and see the funny side of a situation, or to look at it in a much more kind of balanced way. So I'd say that is one of her primary qualities. Also, she is a little reserved. She's fairly reserved in the sense that, you know, you don't get the whole open book. Well, I don't think you do with anybody, but there is a reserve at the core of her, I think, which is partly innate. And I think it's also responsible for driving her in terms of her work ethic, because she works very hard. But she's also the other thing about her is that she's a very intelligent worker. She goes for the vital ground. She's a lawyer. She's used to precedent. She's used to knowing what's important and what's not, I mean, professionally. And I think that is a quality that most successful politicians have.
What about in her private life, though? I mean, what sort of friend is she?
Well, put it this way, I sort of canvassed quite a lot of people who know her well, and she does command quite a lot of loyalty. She's apparently a very good friend, and that is always a good thing to find out, because, you know, you'll get people giving you glib comments about people they don't like very much. But she's got a very solid circle. She's got friends she's had since primary school. She makes a lot of friends, and a lot of people like her. But I think she's one of these people who has a fairly small circle of friends, but a very tight circle.
I was going to say, if you spoke to so many people, then you must have also spoken to some people who didn't like her or might have had something bad to say. What would you say are her weaknesses?
I think her weaknesses are, she says herself that one of her weaknesses is that she has an inconvenient sense of humour. Well, I would say that you can extend that a bit. Sometimes she lets her wish to make a political point run away with her. She does tend to annihilate people a bit in the debate. In debates in Parliament, she can be sarcastic, and that's not a quality that a lot of people, you know, really warm to sometimes. Mm. But I think she does. She can do that. She's also got a quality, I think, of making up her mind about something and making it up firmly. And I know that Sharon Burrow from the ACTU has said this. Once she makes up her mind, you've got a hell of a job to convince her.
Yeah, you won't budge her.
No, well, not easily. It takes her a while. It's she'll kind of not make up her mind immediately, but, you know, she'll take soundings and she'll make a decision. But once she's made a decision, she's pretty consistent.
That's interesting.
I don't know whether that's good or bad. I think it depends totally on the context.
every personality quality has good and bad sides to it, really, doesn't it? Depending on how it's used. All right, well, it's been very interesting to learn a little bit more about Julia Gillard. Do you have an opinion on whether she's going to be re-elected?
I don't know. I really don't. It's looking, it's just, honestly, the way the polls are going, you might as well read Pigeon's entrails. The way it's going, it's just, it's so, you know, it's so flaky, and they only take national averages, and, you know, it's going to be played out in the regions, and I think it's going to be very sort of one-on-one kind of thing. But I will say this, it's quite interesting because she's set herself up, considering who she is, where she is, and what she's doing. This is the biggest fight of her life. It is huge. Tony Abbott and the Libs haven't got much to lose. I mean, they really don't. She has a lot to lose in the sense that she's, you know, she's put herself forward as the leader. She's put herself forward as the leader who was not chosen. And she's put herself forward, you know, she's a woman. And I think the interesting thing is here that there are not, I mean, there are many women in, there are several women in Parliament, lots of women in Parliament, in fact. But there's nobody, no other woman has got quite her cut-through ability. And I reckon that if she does go down, it's going to be women's last chance for quite a long time.
Interesting insights. Well, thank you very much for your thoughts today, Jacqueline. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks, Katrina.
It's Jacqueline Kent. She's the biographer of Julia Gillard. The book is called The Making of Julia Gillard. It's published by Penguin.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.